The 12 Days of Planning, December 4th, 2023, in General News. Getting into the holiday spirit and planning for the new year with a list of 12 standard IT practices. These practices are essential for any organization to ensure the smooth functioning of its IT systems and infrastructure. So, please grab a cup of hot cocoa, sit by the fire, and dive into these 12 standard IT practices to help your business thrive in the coming year. IT Governance. 1. Security, ensuring confidentiality, integrity, and availability of network resources is crucial. IT governance should address access controls, network segmentation, encryption techniques, and vulnerability management to protect against security threats. Organizations must implement robust access controls to restrict unauthorized access to sensitive data and network resources. These controls involve implementing user authentication mechanisms such as strong passwords, two-factor authentication, and biometric identification. Your governance team should conduct regular audits to review and update access privileges based on employees' roles and responsibilities. Network segmentation plays a vital role in enhancing security by dividing the network into smaller, isolated segments. 2. Compliance. Meeting legal and regulatory requirements is essential for organizations. Effective IT governance frameworks should include processes to ensure compliance with standards such as HIPAA, GDPR, SOX, or industry-specific regulations. These frameworks should provide guidelines and procedures for managing and protecting sensitive data, conducting regular risk assessments, implementing proper controls, and responding to any breaches or incidents that may occur. One important aspect of compliance is having clear policies and procedures in place. These documents outline the organization's expectations regarding privacy, security, data handling, and other relevant areas. They help ensure that employees know their responsibilities and understand how to handle sensitive information appropriately. Regular training sessions are also crucial to maintaining compliance. 3. Risk management. Identifying and managing risks is a fundamental practice in IT governance. Tasks include conducting regular risk assessments, implementing appropriate controls, and creating contingency plans to mitigate potential threats. Additionally, risk management in IT governance includes ongoing monitoring and evaluation of the effectiveness of implemented controls. This proactive approach ensures that any emerging risks are promptly identified and addressed. One key aspect of risk management is conducting regular risk assessments. These assessments help identify potential threats to the organization's IT systems, such as cyber attacks, data breaches, or system failures. By understanding these risks, organizations can prioritize their resources and focus on implementing controls to provide the most effective protection against these threats. 4. Change management. Network environments evolve with upgrades, modifications, or hardware and software component replacements. IT governance should have robust change management processes to minimize disruption and ensure smooth transitions while preventing unauthorized changes that could compromise network stability. These change management processes should include thorough documentation of proposed changes, assessment of potential impacts on network performance and security, and clear communication with stakeholders. Before implementing any changes, the governance team should conduct comprehensive testing and validation to identify potential issues or conflicts. In addition to these technical considerations, change management addresses the human element. Before making any modifications, IT governance should establish protocols for obtaining approval from relevant parties, such as network administrators, system engineers, and business unit leaders. 5. Performance monitoring and optimization. Network engineers need practical and effective monitoring tools and procedures to track network performance metrics regularly. The right tools allow them to identify bottlenecks or anomalies promptly and make necessary adjustments to optimize network efficiency. One essential tool for performance monitoring is network monitoring software. This software collects and analyzes data from various network devices, such as routers, switches, and servers, to provide valuable insights into the network's overall health. Network engineers can use this software to monitor bandwidth utilization, packet loss rates, latency, and throughput metrics. By regularly reviewing these metrics, they can identify any areas of concern impacting network performance. Security. 6. Unauthorized access. Protecting your network from unauthorized access is crucial to maintaining the confidentiality and integrity of your data. implementing strong authentication mechanisms, such as two-factor authentication and secure password policies, can help mitigate this risk. Additionally, it is important to regularly monitor and update access controls to ensure that only authorized individuals have access to sensitive information. Your organization should implement access control through user roles and permissions, which restrict access based on job responsibilities and levels of authority. Likewise, employing intrusion detection systems, IDS, and intrusion prevention systems, IPS, can help detect and prevent unauthorized access attempts in real time. These systems analyze network traffic patterns and behaviors, identifying anomalies or suspicious activities that may indicate a potential breach. 7. Malware attacks. Malware, viruses, worms, and ransomware poses a significant threat to network security. Employing robust antivirus software and regularly updating and patching all network devices can help mitigate the risk of malware attacks. Additionally, educating employees about safe online practices and the importance of not clicking on suspicious links or downloading unauthorized software can be crucial in preventing malware attacks. Regular backups of critical data work to ensure that mission-critical files are restored regardless of the type of attack or data loss. Phishing attacks are deceptive techniques cybercriminals use to trick individuals into revealing sensitive information such as login credentials or financial details. 8. Data breaches. Safeguarding sensitive data is vital for networks handling confidential information. Implementing encryption techniques to protect data at rest and in transit and monitor network traffic for suspicious activities or anomalies can help prevent data breaches. Regularly updating and patching software and systems is crucial in maintaining a secure network. Patches and updates address vulnerabilities that hackers could potentially exploit. Additionally, implementing strong password policies and multi-factor authentication can add an extra layer of security. Training employees on best practices for data protection is essential. Educating them about the risks of phishing emails, social engineering attacks, and other common tactics used by cybercriminals can prevent inadvertent mistakes that could lead to a breach. 9. Insider threats. Internal actors within an organization pose a potential risk to network security. Implementing access controls and least privilege principles, conducting regular security awareness training for employees, and monitoring user activities on the network can help detect and mitigate insider threats. Additionally, organizations can establish a robust incident response plan to neutralize potential threats quickly. The procedures should include creating an incident response team composed of IT professionals, legal experts, and senior management equipped to handle security incidents effectively. Regularly updating and patching software systems is crucial in mitigating insider threats as it helps prevent vulnerabilities that malicious actors could exploit. Employing strong encryption methods for sensitive data storage ensures that the data remains secure and unreadable even if unauthorized access occurs. Business continuity. 10. Network downtime. Ensuring uninterrupted network connectivity is crucial for business continuity. Any unexpected network downtime can lead to significant financial losses and disruption to normal business operations. Implementing redundant network infrastructure, regular maintenance, monitoring, and disaster recovery plans are essential to minimizing network downtime. Additionally, having a skilled IT team that is well equipped to handle network issues swiftly and efficiently is vital. The team should be trained to troubleshoot network problems, identify potential vulnerabilities, and implement preventive measures. Regularly updating software and hardware components is another critical aspect of minimizing network downtime. Outdated equipment or software can become more susceptible to vulnerabilities and may fail during critical operations. Therefore, staying up to date with the latest technology advancements and security patches is crucial. 11. Data loss. Losing critical business data can severely affect any organization. Implementing robust data backup and recovery solutions, including off-site backups and periodic testing of the restore process, helps mitigate the risk of data loss. Additionally, implementing secure data storage mechanisms and access controls prevents unauthorized access or tampering. Regular data backups and recovery solutions are essential for organizations to protect themselves against data loss. By maintaining off-site backups, businesses can ensure that their critical information is safe even in the event of physical damage or theft at their primary location. However, simply having backups is not enough. organizations must also regularly test the restore process. Testing ensures that the backup systems are functional and reliable if a disaster strikes and data needs to be recovered. 12. Disaster recovery planning. Developing a comprehensive disaster recovery plan is vital to maintaining business continuity in the face of natural disasters or other catastrophic events. Tasks include identifying potential risks, creating recovery strategies, defining roles and responsibilities, performing regular drills and tests, and ensuring up-to-date backups. A well-structured disaster recovery plan helps minimize the impact of disruptions and enables quick restoration of network services. In today's fast-paced and interconnected world, businesses rely heavily on technology to keep operations running smoothly. However, with the increasing frequency of natural disasters and other unforeseen events, organizations must have a well-defined disaster recovery plan in place. The first step in developing a comprehensive disaster recovery plan is identifying potential risks that could disrupt business operations. Determining risk factors involves assessing various scenarios such as fires, floods, earthquakes, power outages, cyber attacks, or even pandemics. Please note this is not an exhaustive list but highlights some key IT governance, security, and business continuity concerns. Please get in touch with us if you would like more specifics or a longer list of concerns and topics related to any of the topics discussed.